conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Nick, the Logies are on the 60th Logies over on the Gold Coast. And Conrad Sewell, he'll be performing at the Logies. You'll see him on your TV. So I caught up with him. He's just dropped two new singles. And I found out some gossip about him, Nick. He actually got kicked off a soccer team.
I tried to join a team in LA, and I think I made like two games out of the whole season, so they kicked me off the team.
Damn. What position did you play?
I played them all, but I think I'm best at midfield. So last game I played, I lasted like 10 minutes and I had to sub off because I was just incredibly unfit.
Same here. I was doing preseason.
Oh, wow.
Like, you just forget like how much running it is. And
that's cool you played soccer. I like that. Yeah. You seem like we have a lot in common.
And what is your backstage rider? Like, over the past few years, did it change since you've been on tour?
Yeah, we've just changed it up, actually. Now we actually ask for a football jersey of, you know, whatever state we're in, which is cool, and then with our names on the back.
Just hang them all up, wear them, like, each time you go back there.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, tea and coffee backstage? Like,
I'm not drinking at the moment, so we don't have booze anymore, but we used to have a lot of that. Red Bulls, you name it, we got it in Conrad's backstage room.
We have to go backstage at one of his concerts, Nick.
Have a cup of tea with Conrad. What a guy. Yeah. Oh, that's like alliteration. C and C. Look, I'm just going to say, Gem, I'm glad that you can be the resident sports chatter of This Week Tonight, because not me forte, I've got to say.
The only thing I know a lot about is soccer, because I've played it most of my life. Anything else? Nah, don't know a thing.
You don't know about NRL or AFL and all that jazz?
No, I know nothing.
Soz, if you're a sports fan out there, we're a music show, guys.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Dua Lipa had to actually cancel one of her shows over in the States.
Oh, that is so sad.
It was sad because she didn't just cancel it beforehand and give her fans notice. She actually had to pull out midway through the gig.
Oh my God, that would have been crazy, like, and so hard to do that.
She was performing in Denver. She got three songs in and she just broke down. Have a listen.
I really need to push through for this show. I wanted to do was see if you guys already got a show. I feel so bad for letting you guys down because I can't possibly physically do it, and this is not the kind of show I want to give you guys.
Oh, you can hear it in her voice. She's so sad.
Oh, she's really upset. I feel so sorry for her because that would be so hard to go up on stage and say that.
And kudos to her for, you know, knowing she was pretty unwell, but just being like, you know what, I'm going to try and do this. All these fans have come out. They've spent money buying tickets.
She needs that rest because she's doing, like, you know, so much touring. And
remember, she had to cancel a few shows when she was here supporting Bruno Mars earlier in the year as well?
Because of her wisdom teeth got taken out.
She's just having ailments left, right and centre.
Poor Dua.
Take some vitamin C.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Gem, you've got a new artist to introduce us to. I haven't heard this song either.
Yeah, so these days, Nick, artists get discovered, you know, like Charlie Poofs, the Biebs, and they get discovered online on like YouTube.
And Facebook covers, I feel like, are more of a thing these days as well. You know, you'll scroll through Facebook and you'll see someone doing a cover version. You're like, oh, they could, like, be a star now.
Well, this new artist, Sky Keller, she's based in LA. She got discovered, Nick, in an Uber.
How does that happen?
So she was literally coming back from a night out over in LA. Mm. The first Uber cancelled on her. So which
isn't that the
is
most
annoying.
Painful thing when the Uber cancels. This happened the other night when you and I were hanging out. I went home with my boyfriend and he called an Uber and they called him and were like, where are you going? He told them and they immediately cancelled because they're not actually allowed to do that. So we reported Uber and stuff. You know?
It is literally the worst. But in this case, it was good because the Uber driver who she had knew a guy who works with artist management, you know, looking after artists. And she was singing in the car and then the guy was like, what do you do for a job? And she's actually a nurse.
Really?
Yeah. And she's got this incredible voice, Nick, so powerful. And anyway, he got her in touch with his friend. And the rest is history. She's making music and she's just dropped her second single, Weekend.
Man, this is awesome. I love stories like that of people being found in random places. I was in an Uber when I was over in LA on holidays a couple months ago and I got in and the chick started rapping just like out of the blue. Then she turned her phone on and filmed me like while she was rapping to me. What this is all while she's driving, of course, because in LA they don't have road rules.
Mm.
And then she got me to rap as well and it now lives on her Instagram.
It's like carpool karaoke in an Uber.
Oh, like. Yeah, just like terrible, like C-grade carpool karaoke.
This week tonight, double whammy.
What you got, Gem?
Normally we play two songs by the same artist, but this time we're switching it up. We're playing two songs on Taylor Swift's playlist.
I like this. I love switching things up four shows into our beautiful show here on a Sunday night.
I know, it makes it so much fun. And you know an artist is amazing when they've got Tay-Tay's attention. There's this singer over who's based now in LA called Carly Hansen. She's been dropping these incredible bop songs, which is just so catchy and basically relatable to your life, Nick.
She's 18 or 19, right? And yep. She's one of the coolest chicks on the internet. And I first came across her like literally before this first single came out and just kind of fell in love with her personality first, which I think sets you up to really like an artist's output eventually. So I am so happy you brought her forward for the double whammy. If you like relatable songs by 18-year-old girls who used to work at Macca's until a few months ago, you're going to love Carly.
And she's also so down to earth. She was doing a Insta live video the other week and she was saying to her fans, you know, if you need anyone to talk to, just give me a message. I'm here for you. And I thought that was so nice for an artist to be that engaging with their fans.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Remember years and years, Gem?
Oh, this was the best song when it came out.
They had this song and Shine. They're a trio from the UK, although one of them is originally from Melbourne, so we can kind of claim them as Australians.
I think we can.
33.3% of them anyway. So they're back. They have the number one song in the UK right now, which you're going to hear in less than 90 seconds. But years and years did a very special show the other night in New York City where they played a whole bunch of their brand new music live for the very first time. And Sam Murphy, who is the editor of the interns.net, an amazing music blog, is on the phone to us right now. Sam, you were there. Tell us, how was it?
They were literally just playing in New York. It was Pride on that day. I think there was almost 2,000 people there.
Wow.
Which is crazy because we saw Years and Years in New York like 3 years ago and they had like 300 people there. So it was crazy. It was the first like headline set that they've done outside of a festival for this new record.
In addition to If You're Over Me, which is obviously the big single that we're about to play, what are some of the songs from this album that we need to be ready for? What do we need to prepare for?
If You're Over Me sounded amazing live and sounds even bigger. And there's another one called Hallelujah, which is like a big dance floor, kind of four to the floor house banger, which is what all the new ones sound like. I think the singles were quite dark and like intricate, but from what we heard on that night, like a lot of them are big dance floor songs and really went off live.
Amazing. And did you get to walk away with any fun paraphernalia?
We got a temporary tattoo, which I have not temporary tattooed to my body yet, but I'm planning to.
It's very 2003. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Told you I'd bring you an insider, Gem. Sam from theinterns.net, an amazing pop music blog. And Years are just one of the most feel-good pop bands on the planet right now.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
We went to a concert on the weekend.
We did.
Nicole Miller,
who's amazing. You know her from Peking Duck's first big single, High, and also she's finally got her own album out as well.
And how amazing was she live? Like, her voice and
everyone songs. There was singing along to every last word. She's got that sort of balance between the choreography and still being able to sing like an angel perfect. Because I reckon some artists overdo the chore and then they forget their words and they forget where they are and they run out of breath.
That's the thing, and it's not good when that happens.
No.
But she absolutely nailed it. It was so good seeing like the crowd, you know, so into it and stuff like that. So she is one of the most honest artists on Twitter, I'd say, Nick.
Absolutely. On all of her social media, actually, she is an open book. She's an anxious mess sometimes, which I think we all are, but she handles it really well. And I really admire how honest and open she is with her fans. And I think they do too.
Me too. And like her tweets and stuff are so relatable. So she did a tweet a few weeks back saying how anxious she used to be going to cafes by herself and over the past few years to not give like a crap being by herself and like to enjoy it. And, you know, I think that's really important because, you know, sometimes we do get nervous about those things and then you just got to do it and then you just feel way better afterwards.
Absolutely. It's the weirdest thing to try and overcome something like that seems quite trivial and quite simple, but you really struggle with it and then you do it and you're like, oh, okay, I can do that again. That's fine.
Exactly. And I know what she means. So I remember when I used to, you know, walk to cafes, I used to hate sitting in by myself. I'd grab a takeaway because I'm like, I just can't do it. I just feel so awkward because I'm by myself.
We need to start embracing loneliness, sort of.
Yes. And the other thing like I love about her is she's always calling out trolls who say that she lip syncs at shows when she doesn't.
Now, this is one troll in particular, right? Because I don't know that many people that reckon Nicole Miller's lip syncing live.
Yeah, there's like, just a few, but I love how she, you know, tweets about it and says that she's not lip singing and that's actually her life. So.
We knew that. We could tell her. We were bloody there.
And I said to her the other day, replying to her, I was like, were they at the right concert?
Sure they weren't next door?
Yeah.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
A big conversation started. Now, you might know that Demi Lovato used to suffer from some addiction issues, namely to alcohol and to cocaine. And she really, you know, had a difficult time working through those. And with every addiction issue comes, Gem, a lot of guilt and a lot of work on a daily, hourly, minutely basis to not relapse. And they say the word relapse because it's sort of lapsing back into an old habit. And Demi was pretty open this week and revealed that that's actually happened to her. And it doesn't take too much reading into these lyrics to work it out. This is her doing her new song Sober Live.
I'm sorry, I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. Watch me fall again. I want to be a role model.
Oh, man.
That is so deep. And if you've seen her documentary, Simply Complicated, she, you know, is so honest in there about that as well. So definitely check that out. Have you seen it, Nick?
I haven't. And I think I become more of a fan of Demi every time she admits to, like, her failures and stuff, because I think that's a big part of it is owning up to the fact you've relapsed. Like, not speaking from experience, but I think that would be a massive part of it, owning up to the fact that you're back into those old habits. And I think owning up is the first step towards, you know, the other side. And I think she is a role model because she says in that song, I'm sorry, I'm not a role model anymore. But I think talking about it and being honest and open makes her a role model, right?
No, I totally agree. I've been looking up to her since like her Disney days. And I think, you know, she's such a brave, independent woman. So what she's saying to, you know, young girls and to all of her fans is like, you know, really important to get that message across.
We love you, Demi.
This Week Tonight's double whammy.
This is where we play two songs by the same artist back to back. And Logie's Night means we should play one of the artists performing there, right?
Definitely, Nick.
Okay, let's get Jess Glynn on. The reason I want to get Jess Glynn on is because she just set an amazing record in her native UK. She has become the woman with the most singles to go number one in the UK in history.
That is massive. Oh my God, massive congrats to her because that's hard to do.
Massive. So she's beat out Lily Allen, Madonna, and a whole bunch of other iconic UK women who've had so many hits over their careers to the most number ones. She's had 7 number one singles in the UK.
And she's not, like, kind of a new artist. She's only been around for a
few
years.
She's not huge,
so,
is she?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know what she looks like passing her on the street, I dare say.
No, I wouldn't think. Yeah, I don't think so.
But success isn't about notoriety and looks. It's about great bloody songs, Gem.
It is. And the best thing about her is she just loves going to the pub, having a beer, so.
Mate, that's why I get along with her so well. Not that I've ever met her.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.